Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the War Room Podcast. I'm your host, Vega, and right now, before we come in, here he is, your host for the evening. This is Travis Falhark. Apparently, we are experiencing some technical difficulties with our music. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Travis Falhark. How you doing, Travis?
I'll take care of it, sir. I'm doing good.
I'm doing well. Very sorry about that. Apparently, we're receiving some there's been some technical glitches as of late, and I am very sorry I could not play your music at this time.
That's okay. I've got technical glitches right here in my apartment with my nice little heater that I have to change the batteries out to right now. So it's okay. Technical glitches all around.
That sucks. Yeah, I know. It absolutely sucks. We do have a guest joining us tonight. I don't know when he's going to come on the air. I've sent him the call number. I mean, I'm waiting for him to come on because let's just say that this podcast is going to be lit, literally.
I'm okay with that because it's going to be an illuminating experience, I think, for most of our listeners.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a very illuminating thing. I've sent him the number. I'm just waiting. I guess his presence is going to be known, but I do need to bring something to your attention before we go on the air.
What's that, sir?
Here at Blog Talk Radio, we have been looking at our views. We've been receiving some interesting views. You see, when I started the show 3 months ago, there was a guy that decided to hijack into my podcast.
Interesting.
Yeah, he literally tried to hijack my podcast as if it was his show. And recently, I have received an anonymous call from an anonymous tip that he is going to be trying to get into our podcast tonight. So we may have an unexpected guest at any given moment.
Oh, okay. That's fine by me.
I don't even know who this guy is. He just shows up randomly. I thought I got rid of him, but it's like Beetlejuice. You say his name 3 times, he's going to show up.
But you don't even know his name, so you can't really call him Beetlejuice, to be accurate.
Well, I'm saying Beetlejuice because I don't know his name. Does that make sense? I mean, what would you rather?
Well, no, because again, you say
Bloody Mary?
Well, I mean, you can't really say anything. If he's a nameless guy, we can't really summon him. And it's not like we would be trying to. So it's can't really call it a name. We'll just call him. I don't know what to call him.
Oh, I'm told. I don't know what to call him either. But all I know is I'm just giving you fair warning. If for some reason I get locked out of this podcast, for any given reason, under any given circumstance, but let me explain how this works. Usually, you know when he's going to come on when a technical glitch comes up and you hear AJ Styles' music. That's how you know something's gone terribly wrong. That's our code word. All I was told is to listen for phenomenal music. I was like, but Travis and I have glorious music.
Yeah, where is my – that's what I really should get next time. I'm sorry, I'm on a Bobby Roode kick lately, so I kind of feel – I'm feeling Bobby Roode. I don't know.
You are?
I am, but I've been a Bobby Roode fan for actually quite a while, so it's not like I'm just jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I love Bobby Roode. Did you get to see the glorious celebration last night?
Duh. I mean, come on. I can't miss my main man. I can't miss Bobby Roode. Also can't miss any of the glorious bombs that have been done, especially by Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. Those things are hysterical, man. Every last one of them.
Especially the toilet.
And dude, they came out with a new one just recently, and it was I actually shared it to my girlfriend cuz she loves those. She actually laughs at every single one of them. And her favorite now, her favorite, I should say, is the most recent one where they invaded him while he was in the shower, so to speak. I don't think he was really in the shower, but they were in the bathroom and he was standing in the shower. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's really great.
Yeah. See, even the girlfriend just told me just now, she's like, I'm buying you one of those robes. So I can't really get out of that one.
You got a great girlfriend there.
I'm the one that brought her to wrestling. So, I mean, well, brought her back to wrestling, I should say.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's move on to the Raw product right now. We saw Samoa Joe's debut.
Yeah.
And, you know, Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, they got a nice build going. It's,
yes, they do.
Finally there. Actually, a story that has a build, which I cannot wait for that match at Fastlane. Samoa Joe
sure.
looked really good.
Oh, man. Samoa Joe's on point.
Yeah, him attacking Reigns before the match, absolutely genius. That's a good way to come out with a bang. He definitely established the heat on him. It was just a perfect match all around.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I necessarily would call it a perfect match, but definitely it was a perfect way to debut. That I won't disagree with whatsoever. Joe's been meaning to get to the main roster for quite a while, and I'm glad. I'm still bummed that it's on the Raw brand, just because I just have a bad feeling that, unfortunately, as time will move on, he'll just be another A-list talent that gets pushed towards the back. I mean, that's pretty much what happened with Gallows and Anderson, the good brothers, which, you know, I'm slowly starting to have faith that they're going to have a good push for themselves too, but I don't want to go on the tag team spiel just yet, because I want to wait till we get to SmackDown for me to go on a tag team spiel, because there was something that happened that I'm very, very, very interested in.
And what's that?
When we get to SmackDown, I'll explain it. Don't try to jump ahead of me now. I mean, come on.
Okay.
We got to stick to the formula here.
Anything else you want to go up on Raw? I still don't get why they're putting Nia Jax in with Bayley and Charlotte. And I don't know where Sasha Banks is fitting into all this. This is just a huge clusterfuck.
Well, you know, it could be exactly one of those. It could be just that. I think they're trying to integrate stories, but honestly, it's my problem with Raw is always going to be the same. It's oversaturated, too many hours. Again, as I've discussed this with you when we've been off air, I personally watch only the Hulu hour and 30-minute condensed version. And quite frankly, I used to hate that, because I'd be like, man, I'm missing out on the other hour and a half. What if something really cool happened? I finally realized that whatever cool that goes on during the show, they throw it on to that version. So it's like, I'm not really missing anything. I'm just getting rid of all the crap. So I'm okay with that. So, I mean, I'd rather deal with the best parts of a shitty product as opposed to dealing with the whole shitty product. So,
I mean, we got Crash Bot City in the Cruiserweight division. I mean, I was like, what the heck? Really? That you just had to do that?
Well, I mean, 205 actually was pretty impressive this week. Did you watch it?
I watched the five-way a little bit. I was happy with Jack Gallagher winning, but I had some things that I had to take care of. But I will say the five-way was pretty good from what I watched.
This is actually the first time where I've watched 205 live, and most of the audience was still there. So, honestly, that's where I've had a problem with 205 live, is it seems like the fans, almost all of them just leave after SmackDown, which I never understood why, and I still don't understand why they do that. Seattle stuck around. Seattle fans were there full-fledged, and 205 had a decent showing, and they had a good reception. Jack Gallagher got a huge pop, especially when he won the Fatal 5-Way, and I honestly am looking very forward to the Fastlane match between him and Neville. Again, Neville right now, he is one of my favorite characters, rejuvenated characters right now. And I think him and Gallagher, they can tell a very well put together story in the next 4 weeks. If played correctly, we can have a very interesting match going into Fastlane.
I definitely agree with that. That's an excellent point. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we are live with the War Room Podcast with Val Hark and Vega. At some point during the night, we will hopefully have our guest, Gavin Dixon. I am still trying to reach him at this time. I've sent him numerous messages. We just hope that the fans get their experience, get what they want. And, folks, at some point, anytime during this podcast, you are welcome to call us. You are welcome to give us a controversial subject. Folks, our number is 713-955-0752. Or just press 1 on that number, and you can call in. You can talk to us. That's all you have to do. Call 713-955-0752 and press 1. We'll be glad to listen to you. We'll be glad to hear whatever you have to say. Folks, we just hope that our podcast will be illuminated. And we will find out the mysterious sighting of Gavin Dixon. I am still trying to get a hold of him. I just wish he would come because it's, you know, I was actually looking forward to this, but I will. Yeah, well, anyway, let's go to SmackDown. I think we've covered enough on Raw because it really wasn't enough to cover. Let's go to SmackDown on this.
Sure. SmackDown still to me is the A show. I'm sorry, I'm getting very much the same vibes that I did back in 2002-2003 era of SmackDown when, at the time, Paul Heyman was writing SmackDown. But that's what I get from there is that it's a more well-put-together product, you know. And the fact that it's only 2 hours as opposed to three, I think, serves well in its favor. I think one of the things that bothers me, which I know we'll get into this a little bit later, is there's a lot of people, and a lot of people are online hating the Chamber pay-per-view, or I guess we call it a pay-per-view, the Chamber pay-per-view coming up on Sunday. And I don't understand why. I actually think it's for a pay-per-view that's been thrown together in 2 weeks' time, they did pretty solid. I think they've done pretty well at putting together a pretty interesting lineup, and I honestly think it could end up becoming a sleeper pay-per-view. And just FYI, for anybody that doesn't know what sleeper means, it just basically means it's a pay-per-view that nobody gave a chance to and then turns out to be a big hit. So just a little trivia there for you people.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for letting our viewers, our what's the word I'm looking for? The non-wrestling fans or the Yeah, our non-wrestling listeners. I don't know if we have those, though. I really have not seen the demographic yet, but I'll definitely look at that after the show to see what we're dealing with. But anyway, let's go to SmackDown. I just hope we don't get this technical interruption that I feel will happen during the show. I don't know where this guy's going to come from. Yeah, let's move on to it.
Yeah, let's not worry about the guy. Let's just keep doing our thing and rock and roll.
But you know what? As John Cena says, if he wants some, come get some.
Sure. But, yeah, now what I was saying earlier when I was talking about tag teams, if you can believe it, I couldn't. The Ascension has a win. Despite it, even though being a pinfall in a 12-man tag, the Ascension got a victory. For the first time in months on SmackDown. And that is something that I was truly happy to see. It really irks me how the Ascension was billed in NXT as this dominant tag team. They get thrown on the main roster, and by JBL, get buried as a tag team just within their first couple of weeks of being on TV. They give them a Road Warrior ripoff look. They have them come out and in a very well-done heel fashion say that they're the best tag team that's ever been around. And for some reason in this generation of crybabies on Twitter, people were bitching and moaning about how they have no right to claim this. It's like, they're heels. Stop complaining. They're doing what heels are supposed to do. You know, they're supposed to make you mad. It irks me all the time.
Yeah, I definitely understand. And, yeah, that's a – but finally, they put over the Ascension. We should be happy about this.
I'm extremely happy.
I can't wait to see what they do with them.
I personally have been under the belief for a while that SmackDown, the tag team division for them is kind of starting to dwindle, but it's kind of losing momentum than what we had when the tag title tournament was first announced. Personally, I really think American Alpha should go into a feud with the Ascension. I still think that could be a good, solid feud between the two teams, and I think it'd be a way for the Ascension to come back up in the rankings. I don't think they're going to win Tag Team Turmoil on Sunday. I would like them to do that, but I still think American Alpha is going to retain the titles, but I won't be disappointed by any stretch if they actually take a shot and put the titles on the Ascension and then go into a feud with those two teams.
Yeah, I would like to see them go far, at least, the Ascension. Actually, give American a good win for their money. I mean, I could see them as one of the last two tag teams.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, Lord. Excuse me. I can't help but just, I love SmackDown, man. I really do. I honestly like what they're doing. I like how SmackDown is evolving. More importantly, I like how they've spotlighted the women, especially when it comes to the Chamber pay-per-view on Sunday. There's three women's matches. One of them, I think, could actually be quite an intriguing match and has the chance to actually be a very well put together contest. That one that I'm referring to would be Becky Lynch and Mickie James. I'm still an Alexis Bliss guy, Alexa Bliss guy. Love her to death. I really do. She ever steal my beating heart, you know? That's how I feel.
Yeah, I love Alexa Bliss, one of my favorite workers in the female division on SmackDown right now. You know, I honestly can't wait for the three women's matches on that card. They just have, like, an awesome build.
They do. They have some intrigue to them.
Yeah, I really love it. That's what I'm looking forward to. I mean, Chamber, some kind of a build on Tuesday, but it's just, I don't even know who to even pick in that match.
Well, I know who I'm picking on that one, and it's going to be the same pick that I did for the Rumble. I'm picking Wyatt. I'm going with Bray the whole way. Nope.
Okay.
No, I did not mean to rhyme.
Whoa. Hold on.
There's a
whoa. Hold on. Our switchboard has just lit up. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, prepare to be illuminated.
Oh, he's finally here.
What's up?
He finally showed up. Holy moly.
Man, I tell you what, these Dixon Ciders, man, they're pretty deep.
I mean,
time slipped by, boys.
I understand. I got it, man. The D is here. The D is here.
Uh-huh.
This is great. I know. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the War Room. Finally, we have Gavin Dixon live on the air. Gavin, just fill you in. We're talking about the SmackDown Live product right now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What are you thinking about it?
Boys, honestly, if I ain't on the TV, I ain't watching it. I'll be honest with you. I mean, really, I've only got so many hours of the day, and you know, AJ Styles is a man, though. I give it to him. That guy's a stud.
Hey, you know what? I'll take that. I'm cool with that. I understand too. I mean, I literally had walked in the door about 5 or 7 minutes before we got back on the podcast here, so. Yeah, I've been blowing in and going since about 7 o'clock this morning. So, yeah.
Oh,
I
you
understand.
Make up a lot earlier than I do. Heck, I ain't even up until about 11:30.
Jeez Louise, man.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you live hard, play hard, I guess, or you sleep long.
I guess so.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, our switchboard has been lighting up as of late. We got more numbers on the board.
Oh, really?
You got more numbers?
Yeah.
On the board?
I told you to call in, Dixon, and apparently more people are calling in. Just as you went on the air, we have received a call from an unknown number.
So the switchboard is illuminated, huh?
Yeah,
the switchboard has illuminated because you came on the air. That's what I'm thinking is happening. But the problem I have is that the number we are looking at is unknown.
Okay, well, put them on.
Okay, I'll let them on, but I'm pretty sure that this may be very interesting. I don't know what's going to happen. Wait a minute. Guys, I don't know why, but I got a DirecTV ad. Somebody, I don't know. Who's doing that? No. Please.
Gavin, you did that, didn't you?
I have no idea.
Guys, whose music that is. Who's playing AJ Styles? I didn't do this.
It's you, Gavin. You did it.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Okay.
Man, I ain't been on this fucking show in a minute. Damn.
Who is that?
Holy moly. Who is this dude?
You pathetic people. I know you don't know who I am. But it is not of none of your concern of who I am. Just know that my name is Ace, because I'm going to tell you anyway, because I don't give a shit. And I've hacked this fucking show before, and I'm just doing it again, because I'm an asshole. So I'm just letting you all know.
I don't know if I'd call you an asshole. I mean, you sound pretty, you got the deep voice. I mean, it's pretty cool. I don't know if I'd call you an asshole.
Well, I'm a deep-voiced asshole.
But
that's neither here or there.
I still can't call you an asshole. You sound pretty cool. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. This
What's
is all a load
on,
of buddy? Shit. Nothing much. Just a load of shit. All the shit that's been going on. So I had to come back and remind you motherfuckers who I am. That this shit isn't over with yet. This is not done.
Who is this? Honestly, somebody tell me
I know,
who
I'm
it gonna, is. Is this Mr. Insignificant?
Gentlemen, I'm back from technical difficulties. Let me explain this once and for all. I hacked his shit. He hacked my shit. He hacked my shit again. He hacked my shit again. And now he decides to hack my shit again.
Well, this is the ring around the rosy. Anybody feel like playing?
I guess so.
I'm cool with Duck Duck Goose.
This is the gayest guys. Shit I've ever been a part of, just so you guys know.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Dixon. I was not expecting
Gavin, hold on there. Your last name's Dixon. So you
yeah.
kind of got invited, I guess, to a sausage fest, if you will.
Oh, that's cool.
That's fucked up.
You got to crack a joke here or there. I'm assuming, obviously, it's nothing but dudes on this show. So, I mean,
yeah.
You kind of got to crack a joke here and there.
Yeah, I mean, that's all that probably listens, right?
I didn't come here for all this gay shit. I just came here to let you guys know what the fuck is going on. And that's it.
What's up, dude?
He still hasn't told us his name, but hey, that's cool. I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy the guy. I'm glad he came on. Are you a wrestling fan at all?
Oh yeah.
You know,
definitely.
Actually, guys, if you didn't know, let me give you a little background on Ace. When I went on Ace's Wrestling Corner months ago, you know, he's actually a wrestler. He did
Are
some
you?
Wrestling no, training.
Is this Mr. Nasty?
No, it sounds like Mr. Nasty a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds exactly
yeah,
like
him. Yeah, because he's got that deep voice, that motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I think it's nasty.
It's not Mr. Nasty, guys. This guy's based out of, I don't know where he's based out of. He just randomly called.
He's a Creole chip. He's based out of Louisiana.
I think that's Mr. Nasty.
Motherfucker from Bile the Batch.
Is that what it is? Is that what
it is? Yeah.
Is he still there?
All right. So we don't need dead air.
I'm right here.
Here you go.
Oh, yeah, we don't need dead air.
Everybody be quiet.
Oh, no. We're good. I'm here. Hey, Ace, I got a question for you. What do you think of the Chamber pay-per-view coming up on Sunday?
The Chamber pay-per-view, it looks solid. They have a lot of women's matches on there. And at first glance, I kind of didn't really want to see it, but I feel like they're really building their women's division, and every woman has a place on their roster, and I feel like they're really doing a good job of handling their division. So I think they're a great addition to the pay-per-view. The Chamber match itself, I'm really looking forward to. I'm sure Cena's going to drop this fucking strap. So I know we have a lot of filler on there, some bullshit like tag team turmoil.
I'm
going
to have to interrupt you real quick. There's no way the WWE is going to make him drop the belt, especially being a baby champ. There's no way that he's going to drop the belt, you know.
No way.
He has to drop it because if he doesn't drop it, we're going to have Orton versus Cena at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and I don't want to see that, but that's why I'm still going with my pick on Bray. I'm picking Bray.
Yeah, I'm going with Bray too. Me too.
It's too logical.
But
Cena versus Orton is too logical too.
No,
but
for them.
But that's what the WWE.
But how
is
many,
logical.
Gentlemen, but how many times have we seen that? I mean, this has to be the 25th time.
It doesn't. But here's the deal. It doesn't matter. Everybody during the Rumble was on the edge of their seat by the end of the match for that Cena and AJ match, and not just because AJ is.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the common denominator, as bad as I want to say it, or as bad as I don't want to say it, but the common denominator on five-star matches is John Cena. Every single match
Absolutely.
That guy's in, you're on the edge
Absolutely.
Of your seat and everything. Love him, hate him, it doesn't freaking matter.
I know. I completely agree. That's why I even told Vega on the first time that I was on this show, and I still stick by my word, and it's not going to change. Cena to me now, not just because of his title reigns, but you think of it, the performances he's had with Punk, he had it with Owens, he's had it with Styles now. John Cena's the greatest of all time. I'm sorry. I'm not saying that from a personal standpoint. If you look at all the facts, like you're saying, the common denominators of the last two decades almost now, Cena's been it. He's to me, he's got it. He's the GOAT.
But moving on, with that, I will say this, though. You know, weird fact, two Massachusetts natives won's respective championships in the state of Texas. Did you all know that?
I don't want to hear about no Tom Brady.
It's not a damn conspiracy. I don't give a damn what they say.
I don't want to hear about no Tom Brady.
There.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah,
I get it. You know what it is? It's the Illuminati. That's what it is.
Hey, you missed. You put one extra letter in there. The
Illuminati.
I rule everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's the Illuminator. Excuse me.
I have my fingers and everything. Just ask all the ladies.
Oh God. Oh God. Hold on. No, don't say that. What? Please rephrase that.
What?
Don't say you have your fingers in everything. That sounds weird.
I mean, he is the proud owner of Dixon Grill and Bar. You just got to point that out.
Dixon Cider Grill and Bar. Get it right.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't watch IZW.
Dixon Cider Grill and Bar.
All right.
I mean, we all kind of got the Dixon Cider, I guess. So I don't know.
Well,
hey, everybody wants it.
Thank you for joining the show. We'll be back
Are
at some time, Ace, next week. You and I,
yep.
you and me.
Yeah.
It's on.
I know.
This ain't over.
Here's the deal.
I'm back, man.
Scotty Nohati. Next time, before the show, call me and remind me.
All right. Well, you know what? Just for you, I'm going to extend the show 30 minutes on another channel. Right now.
Come on back through.
Let's do that shit.
Hey,
you in on that, Dixon? Yeah, I'm going to
set
up another thing.
Let's do this.
Uh-huh.
All right. Ace, if you want to join us, by all means. This ain't over.
I would and join, but
are
I'm not going to be able to come and join. But I'm going to be there on Thursday.
Well,
okay,
hey,
on Thursday.
You can't get to bed before 10.
Yes. Come on back soon, my friend. I don't care. I don't care if you're quote-unquote a hacker or not. Go right on ahead.
Oh, I'll be back Thursday.
We'll be back. I will send the call number to you momentarily. Thank you. Have a good night.